Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stephen. I'm here with my wonderful friend who I've known for a few minutes in this lifetime, Rebecca Steiger. We're here to do live intuitive sessions with people, so it should be a lot of fun. And I know we have one caller on hold, and I will get to you in a moment. A couple of things about myself. I have a couple of wonderful books out there, A Metaphysical Interpretation of the Bible. It moves everything away from religion and offers the truth of what the Bible is actually telling us. My second book is on Know What Tomorrow Brings. We can do that if we understand our actions today. Our actions today create what tomorrow is going to bring, and that's called karma. You can find out more about me if you go to my website at www.hairfield, that's H-A-I-R-F as in Frank, I-E-L-D.com. And you can find out a little bit about who I am. I operate in this world as an intuitive life coach. I love people and love helping them understand their circumstances and their lives. And you know what? I'm going to be honest enough to say that my go-to person when I have questions about life and what the heck is going on is also actually my co-host and guest this evening, Ms. Rebecca Steiger. So, Rebecca, with that being said, anything you'd like to jump on people with?
Sure. And thank you, Stephen, for that endorsement. And I too want to let everyone know that if I have any questions about what's going on in my life, I in turn call Stephen. So we're very connected, and we've been very connected through a lot of life, past lives, and through this life. I, of course, am an angelic channeler. I do channeling through the angels, and I'm a natural born channeler. My website is rebeccaspathways.com, and it will give you my pricing, what I do, tell you all about me. I do like for people to go into my blog and read my metaphysical moments. And I am an author also. My latest book is And the Angels Speak, which can be purchased, of course, through my website. I also do private channeling. And you can go into my website, and it will... You can schedule an appointment there, or you can simply call area code 607-862-6435. And again, I love being with Stephen. We always have a great time. We have a wonderful connection. But the most important thing is that we help you with your connections tonight through the angels.
Well, the angels is all there is, including all of the humans. And the day that we learn to recognize that, we're just angels in the flesh. We are angels that have decided to come into life to help and to interact with each other. It's really interesting because, in all sincerity, Rebecca is my go-to person. And I know when she says that I am her go-to person, what that says to everybody is a very simplistic thing. That she and I trust each other deeply enough in the intuitive realm to go to each other for when we need to understand a thing. Now, if we do that with each other, then, hey, when it comes to humanity out there, that's what we're here to do, is to bring life to living and to bring living to life. That's what we both intend to do. That being said, my name is Stephen, and we do have a caller that called in before the show came on, and the gentleman has been waiting for a while, so we're going to bring him on right now. Caller from 212, thank you for waiting.
Hello there.
You are still with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. And your first name is?
My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn.
Bryn, I like it.
Yeah.
It has a good vibration to it, a good harmony to it.
It's Welsh. It's my mother's from Wales, so she's Welsh, and she gave me a Welsh name.
Awesome.
So,
Bryn, we've got Rebecca with us. So
hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you, Bryn?
How you doing?
You have some questions, so let's begin and
have
some fun.
Yeah, maybe a question. Hi, Rebecca. I feel lately that I feel like I've been, in some ways, waking up a bit spiritually. It hasn't been an easy year, and I don't think it has been easier for a lot of people, but my question is that some days recently, instead of feeling down, I will feel like more connected, or like I'm opening up and I feel different things I haven't felt before. And then, like today, for instance, I feel like I'm shut down, like I feel out in left field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know what the pattern is or what's going on.
Well, you know, number one, welcome to my world. I'm usually in left field because I'm not usually very grounded. But you have times when...
That's okay, Rebecca. I'm out there in left field with both of you guys. So
see, there you go. What you do is you're going to different levels, okay, of spiritual progress. And it's almost like you're going leaps and bounds, okay? All of a sudden you're receiving all of this, and you're feeling, you almost have a feeling of utopia on some days. And then other days, as you said, you're just very disconnected. And
That's
because that's time for you to rest and absorb these energies and this spiritual light that's coming into you, okay? We have to do this in our own way, in our own time.
Right.
And I always just walked into mine and embraced it. So I kind of flew, literally, from the very beginning. But most people go through this process, and it's attuning your body, your mind, and your spirit in a different way so that all that you are receiving is done, then it does you no harm. You understand what I'm saying? You don't get too tired. You don't get too overloaded.
I see.
There
what
we
you
go.
Mean.
It's
overloaded. Yeah. Overload, right. I connect with that. Yeah,
I
it's
get,
like overloading a circuit or something.
I
go
get
ahead,
very
Steven.
Deeply. Yeah, I was just going to add, I get very deeply that you are a high-energy person, and because of that high energy, you are accustomed to it. And then when the energy level seemingly drops or goes below your normal, that's when you... I'm going to say...
Like disconnect or something.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah,
right.
Because, and what it is that you are the one that's unplugging. The universe itself is not unplugging. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Right, I understand that, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I think between the two of us, we've pretty well, you know, described to him what is happening through this process, through this spiritual learning and absorbing of all the different energies that's coming into you at this time. And I don't see this, though, as an energy loss.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Just a settling.
It's more of a settling. That's a good word.
Yeah, it's kind of like I get the idea of adjustment.
Hmm.
That there are times where adjustments are necessary for you.
Mm-hmm.
You are also very good with people, but I'm not sure you totally trust that. Is that correct?
You might be right. Yeah, I feel like, you know, compared to how I was when I was younger, whereas when I was younger I was very really super shy and introverted. That was the word I was trying to find. Introverted. I feel that as soon as I can get around people, I tend to be a little more in tune than I used to be, more comfortable. And yes, I feel you're right that at times I still feel that sense of me that is not, you know, confident in being with people or relating to them or that type of thing.
How about a different
yeah.
perspective? Instead of being introverted when you were younger, you were more centered. You were more centered when you were younger than you are now. And because you were more centered than you are now, it was seemingly clearer. It's just all you've done is you've kind of moved yourself from that center into getting caught up in the waves of humanity, if that makes any sense.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's like as I was growing older, I got more sensitive to the waves of humanity, whereas when I was younger, I was in my own center and not...
Yep.
There you go.
Having to deal,
yep.
you know, not kind of my antennas weren't out that far so I could be more in the center of myself, right?
You're still in the center of yourself, but you're just
okay.
taking yourself out mentally. Does that make sense, Rebecca?
I'm sorry, Stephen. I did not hear that what you said, dear. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like he's still centered in himself, but he's too caught up in the idea of humanity and human consciousness now because he knows more.
Very true.
Okay. So his off-center is more self-imposed than externally imposed is what I'm suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a very old soul.
Okay. What does that mean?
He came here, well, for many lifetimes.
Okay.
And
well, no, the only reason I threw that, and I mean that more in humor, I mean, we hear the term old soul, but yet
mm-hmm.
all souls were created at the same time. So when we talk about the idea of old soul, it's just a person that's ventured here more than the average.
Exactly.
One, twice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Thank you both for your help. I don't know if I have any more questions.
Okay.
Well, you know what? If you do, just throw it out there because we can have a conversation that can go in depth. You have a lot more expansive abilities than you're actually using.
Mm-hmm.
The only warning I would have for you is that you are a healer. I think there's a part of you that knows that. But there's
right.
also a part of you that kind of ignores
nice.
That.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. It's like a reluctant
yeah.
healer in a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
but
and I'd like to get beyond that, though. You know, I'd like to be committed to that healing part because I feel if I were committed to that inherent thing that I was born with, that role that I chose or the Spirit gave me to do, that I wouldn't be split. So what do I do to let go of that reluctance or block or whatever it is? You know, I don't know.
Well, you just said
doubt,
it.
Doubt, and
doubt.
Question.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Doubt and questioning of the actual ability of being able to do it. Does that make sense, Rebecca?
Well, yes, and you have to let go. You just have to let go. And you start doing this, you know, okay, do this on the plants, do this on the dogs, do this on your friends. And as
right.
you go along, not only will it help you refine it, but it will also give you enough confidence to move forward with it.
Okay.
And then it becomes a natural part of you.
Right.
Don't you think, Stephen?
Well, here's what I would say to him, and that's this, that you use the word to refine it, and I hear and understand what you're sharing, Rebecca, but your refinement, it's already there. You know you can do it, but when it comes time to do it, you question yourself, and I'm going to say you do that because of your history. Your history meaning your past. You are a very sensitive male, and because of that sensitivity as a male, it's been kind of squished at different times. And because it's been squished, you're hesitant. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is to allow yourself to fly. You have wings. Use them.
Okay.
Don't necessarily question or second guess that those wings are actually there. You know, it's the funny thing about a fish. A fish doesn't know anything about water, even though it lives in water.
Yeah,
a bird doesn't know anything about flight because it simply becomes natural to them. The natural state of the human is always there, but because we would prefer to second guess it and diminish it, then we end up second guessing ourselves.
Right, whereas the animal kingdom doesn't have those sensors or judgments.
No.
They're just there in the moment. Right.
Right. Only the human has been given the ability to think independently. Only the human.
Right. I like that. Right.
Thinking independently is a good thing, and on the other hand, no, it's not.
It's a double-edged sword.
Well, when you think independently, we create the illusion of separation. So when you are attempting to heal, you are, in a sense, attempting to separate yourself from the healing. Don't do that.
Okay.
You have the ability. Just use it.
All right.
Make sense?
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
Awesome.
I don't want to take any more of your time, but both of you are very insightful and helpful to me. Thank you so much.
Many blessings.
You can contact either one of us. Thank you for so much.
Yeah, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This seems to be the number of God, caller 111 from 111. You're on Skype, obviously, and your name is?
Trish.
Trish. How can we best be of assistance to you?
I was wondering if you could just give me an angel message.
All right, Rebecca.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you just a minute, Trish, while my angels connect with yours. Where are you calling from, my dear?
Connecticut.
Okay. Do you work through the angels now?
I do not.
But you know that they are around you.
I sort of do.
Yes. You do. Okay, because I see that, you know, you as a spiritual being, because you are spiritual, you are very spiritual, just need to continue forward on your path, but expand your path and quit making it so narrow. And I don't know why, but you listen to other people's judgments.
Thank you.
Am I correct there?
Yep. Trust is a very big issue for you, is it not?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So you need to learn to rely on your other senses. And you need to learn to rely on your angels, which are your other senses. And you just need to, everyone is on their own path. You are on your path because their path is different. You know, don't let that affect your path, because you really have a destiny here. And that's what I see, is a destiny. And Stephen will tell you, I don't say these things, you know, very often. And I, as a matter of fact, I have never said this before. But you have
agree.
A destiny.
I've never heard you say that.
No. But you have a destiny that is going to fulfill this spiritual passion that you have. So you need... Go ahead, Stephen.
I was going to... Trish, your younger years, difficult?
Actually, no. I would say they were pretty good.
The questioning of yourself started at a very young age. You have a very natural talent and a natural ability. You like people, but at the same time, you want to smack them. Does that make sense?
It does. In fact,
we all want to do that.
Well, no, not all of us. I know the three of us would rather do that, but what I'm saying is those are trademarks and earmarks of things of a greater being that you're allowing to come forth, and for some reason you are attempting to hold it back, and you seem to be more concerned about what other people think about you, what you wish to offer, as opposed to what you offer. Does that make sense?
I think you'd have to, it doesn't make sense as a general statement.
I want to get as specific as I can. You are an educator. You are a teacher. What do you do professionally?
I work for a software company.
You're learning. You're growing. You are in the idea of a software company. You're kind of, this isn't exactly correct, but it's the path that I have. It's like you are staying away from people at the moment, and you are being involved in your logic and the technological side of being, so that you think that you are assisting and helping. Am I making sense so far?
Yeah, I work from home, so I'm not really with a lot of people, and I am in technology.
Okay, all right. That's going to change. I'm going to give it about a year, maybe. Time frames are always hard for me, year to maybe 18 months, and then I think you're going to become more engaged with humans and helping them reprogram their software updates in their minds. All right, there's a part of you that really wants to do that. Is that right?
No, I hadn't thought about it, but I could see, I definitely could see me changing in a year.
Okay. All right. Rebecca, does that make sense?
Well, I know that it'll be a year and a half to 2 years as far as the timeline goes. Here's the thing, Trish, is you just need to let the door go ahead and open. Okay?
Ain't happening.
Why? It's your intention, and if you choose to let the door go ahead and open, the door can go ahead and open.
At this stage in Trish's life, she's very introverted and very at peace with what it is that she's doing and being still within herself. Does that make sense, Trish?
I wouldn't say I'm introverted, but I would say that my social engagements have gone down since I started working from home.
Okay, introverted. Still comes out to the same. Maybe the word is inappropriate. Because you are actually a very gregarious person. You're actually a very outgoing person. It's just right now in this phase in your life, you are spending a lot of alone time, and there is a purpose that is greater than what it is that you're doing to earn an income. Does that make sense?
Well, it's interesting. If there's a greater purpose, I don't quite recognize it, because actually one of the messages I was hoping you were going to deliver was about reconciling a relationship.
Ain't going to happen.
And that's...
Was that subtle enough?
Yeah, I started to say.
We didn't need
okay,
to
just put it on out there, Stephen.
Trish... Why go down a path you know that didn't work, but you know that you wanted to work? Understand something about yourself. You are a healer. Now, I'm not saying you're supposed to be in a medical field or anything to do with it. What I'm saying is you like to attempt to fix people by having them feel good about themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's some truth
in
to
other,
that.
In other words, you like to kind of bolster them. And when you get into relationships, you get into relationships to where the person kind of needs to be fixed. And you look at the potential of the person as opposed to the person.
I don't know. I'd have to think on that.
Well, I hope that you do, because it's a pattern that you run. But the relationship that you're looking to return does not behoove you. Ironically enough, I would tend to say it is kind of my sense is it is beneath you. But I want to hear what Rebecca's angels have to say about that one.
Okay, good. Because what my angels have to say is you're kind of in a state of hibernation. And that's what really all of this that we are saying goes to. And you need to recognize, because you, as you said, you know occasionally that they're around you. And my suggestion would be to use your angels more, talk to your angels. I know that you don't communicate, or you don't feel you communicate well with them. But in reality, even through your thought process, you are communicating with them. Okay, my dear?
Okay.
So if you follow that path, the path that you are on through the angelic realm, you're going to see some doors open for you in the very, and I say near future, which can mean up to anywhere from 8 months to 2 years.
Yep.
And through those doors opening, then you will reunite with your social connections in a more positive way. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this,
does that
this
sound correct to you?
Well, it certainly sounds possible. I mean, I don't know about the future, where what I'd be doing, but it definitely is a
well, follow, what I'm saying, though, is, and let me tell you right now, Raphael is very, very strong with you, because I see angels and I communicate to the angels. And I know that Raphael is with you and he's very strong with you. So, you know, talk to him and let him give you the information you need during this quiet time to move you forward.
This quiet time.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I did not hear what you said.
Well, that's because I was busy sneezing. The quiet time is set aside for Trish, for you to heal and release.
Right.
There were many things that you were not actually receiving. Excuse me again. In this relationship, I get sense that the relationship was more one-sided than it ever was two-sided. So just know that this relationship is just simply what it is. In fact, if it were to appear to be returning, I would say to you, be advised, because it won't really return, even though you would like it to. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense that I would like it to. I thought it was very balanced when we were together.
Yeah, but what you thought, it was very balanced within you, but it was not very balanced in totality. That's obvious.
Well, there was a lot of affection shown during that time, during that relationship.
Yes.
And that's where she's getting that, Stephen.
Yes.
Am I correct? Trish?
Yes.
Okay, that balance is not necessarily there, at least in the extent that you would like to think that it is. But know that the person did care about you to the best that they could, but I don't like the words I'm about to use, but I'm going to use them. There seems to be deception on his part about his real feelings about you and about life. I think he questions himself entirely too much.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, let me tell you what I think. Can I give you mine now? I think he's a very insecure person who kind of keeps his... He's been hurt in the past, and he kind of keeps a friend or relationship at arm's length. Even though you felt a soul connection, because you did feel a soul connection with him.
Correct.
He just jumps up and runs. That's just the way he is. Is that more accurate?
I didn't feel like it was a jump up and run, but it definitely had some challenges in the end.
Yeah. Okay,
but
my dear.
All right.
The jump up and run came through the idea of the closer you got to him, the greater he pushed away.
Oh, okay.
It created levels of fear. Is my point.
Got it. Well, thank you both so much. Very much appreciate it.
Thank you,
awesome.
My dear. Many blessings.
Caller from 573, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Well, I think you've got me.
Oh, do I?
Okay, Stephen, let's try another one.
We'll try this one. Caller from 904, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, hear you fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Name is Terry, calling from Florida.
Well, hello, Terry from Florida. What can Rebecca and I do for you this evening?
I want to know how can I communicate with these angels. I know that they're around. I've always heard, get your angels to help you do things. So, not sure how to do that.
All right, Rebecca, that's your ballpark.
Okay. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for that question, Terry. Number one, you have to steal your mind a little bit, okay? Mm-hmm. You have a problem with your mind working all the time. It's like your mind runs overtime, okay? You know, your best solutions are solved during your sleep while your mind is at work. So you need to steal your mind a little bit. Take a deep breath. Also, just start talking to your angels. And then listen. And the best way that I think someone can connect to their angels to begin with and really know that they are with you and true is through meditation. Now, I have... It's absolutely free because, like I said, you have a little bit of a problem putting your mind at and freeing it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I have a meditation download that's absolutely free. It's on my website, and it's called, guess what, Connecting with Your Angels.
Okay.
And it's about 12 minutes long, 13 minutes long. It's not very long. So
okay.
If you will go in and listen to that, it will help you to get that mind and body stillness so that they can come through and you can actually start talking to them. You know, you're very gifted with angels. I have to say this because you are very gifted with angels. So it's not going to take very much for you to really connect to your angels. One thing is, for some reason, does running water like a brook, I'm not talking about I guess it could be the ocean. Does that still your mind?
Yeah. I love New York.
Okay, and relaxes you.
Yeah.
Okay, you might even want to try this with a next to a fountain or the ocean or whatever that stills your that gives you that sense of peace, that kind of zen moment.
Mm-hmm.
And try asking your question to the angels and then just listen, okay? And whenever you just listen, then the answers may not come immediately, but they will come, or else they will show you a sign. If you find, and I know that you have done this, because I know that you have picked up like a black feather and wondered, well, what's this for? And that's a sign that the angels are gathering, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you find a white feather, and it tells you that the angels are there with you. Or you're thinking about something, and a book falls off the shelf and falls open, and you go to pick it up, and you look at that page, and right there contains your answer. And you have done those things before, am I correct?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you are communicating to the angels in a sense, but because you don't still your mind, they can't talk to you. Okay? So they're having to show you these things in different ways. So when you do the meditation or when you get next to the water and you really find that center and that peace, that's when you say, okay, where are my car keys? And I'm using that for an example, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to say they're under the couch cushion on the left. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
Then it will become more clear to you because you do have, and I want to stress this, because I've not seen this many angels around one person in a very long time.
Well,
so you're blessed, my dear.
Something I get, yes, very definitely, but something I get very distinctly is that it's hard for you to trust physical life, and I think because of that, like talking with the person earlier, we question the higher realms way too much. Because we're not sure of what it is that we're getting or being influenced by. Life for you has been difficult. And I think because of that, that's where your questioning of it all comes from. Does that make sense?
I wouldn't say life has been difficult. There'll be a few challenges. But I wouldn't all call it difficult at all.
Well, it depends on how we handle challenges. If we're handling challenges as a walk in the park, wonderful. But the only park I can think of walking through where there are challenges is Central Park at midnight. That's where we're challenged to the greatest extent. Anytime there are challenges, it just simply means that you are setting up levels of resistance to things. So be aware of simply what you resist. Because through that resistance, it will continue. You are, you have a great mind. You have a lot of creative ability. And you're not necessarily using the creativity that you have. It's like you're holding yourself away from something. Does that make sense at all?
I've been told that before, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you've been told it before, then that just simply means we're striking the same chord and we're hitting the same harmonic. So if you're holding yourself away from something, are you holding yourself away from you? That's the biggest question to answer. Because if you're holding yourself away from you, then you're holding yourself away from the very life that you have sitting in front of you. And I'm gonna add one other thing. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of greatness And I don't mean that from ego, but you have seemingly have a lot of greatness sitting in front of you. But it's also at the same time as though you are holding yourself away from it. And I think that's one of the things Rebecca is saying, correct?
Well, go ahead, Terry.
My question would be, if I'm holding myself back from it, how do I guess, break free from that?
How do you release yourself and walk into that is what you're asking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you have to, it's kind of like you have to flip the coin and look at the other side, okay? Number one. But number two, as I said, the stillness of the mind and letting the angels guide you in a specific direction will certainly break you free of that, which is so easy. I mean, if you're having challenges or you have difficulties, we all have trials and tribulations in our life, my dear. Mm-hmm. You know, what I do is I simply, and I know that you don't trust this, so you have to do it in order to trust it. And I think that's something that people hesitate to do out of fear. But if you are having, and you want something done, something taken care of, whatever it might be, if you open your hands and you say, angels, I need your help, elevate this, and let it in swiftly and gently, okay? Let the angels do it. And that's what I am saying. Now, Stephen will be a little more, his answer is going to be a little different than mine, as we both well know, and that's wonderful. That's why we're both here. But you just turn it over to the angels. Let them move you forward and out of that old realm of reality into this new beginning and this new reality. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Turning something over, how does that strike you? Do you do that very easily by turning something over? Or do you have to do it?
Well, no, he's a control freak, so no, he doesn't.
Thanks. I was being subtle. I was attempting to just be subtle. And it's not that a control freak is a bad thing, but it's just a thing. And that goes back to the idea of when it was offered the idea of trust. Taking a leap of faith is a huge thing. The best definition I've ever heard of taking a leap of faith is this. Taking a leap of faith is doing something when you don't know the outcome, but you do it anyway. That's the best definition I've ever heard on a leap of faith. So if you're going to do something for someone, to someone, or with someone, take a leap of faith, even within yourself. Taking that leap of faith and the need of control, they don't go together. They can't go together. There's no way. But if you take that leap of faith and you do an act or an action, and then it works, that's synchronicity. And when it works, that's the universe's way of saying, do this, and we support you. Does that make sense?
Okay. I get it.
All right. You are more talented than you allow yourself to be. And I think some of that comes into the role of what other people may think. What other people may think is irrelevant, because people are going to think what they think in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like I know, you spent some time in attempting to change people's minds, and it doesn't work very well, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
No, any time you go to change another person's mind about their perceptions of you, you're going to give yourself up. Don't ever do that. Let other people have their thoughts. Let other people have their minds. And you go ahead and do what you believe is in the best interest of the person that you're attempting to help, because you enjoy that, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing that you can do for yourself. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Awesome. Anything else?
That was it.
Awesome.
Gary, thank you.
All right, my friend, thanks. And we'll be here again in a month, so give us a call back and we'll see what we can do. Thank you for being with
Many
us.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Rebecca, did I just cut you off?
Am I muted?
All right. All right. Now you're not.
Now I'm not. Okay.
No. I All right, we have another caller from caller
please.
From 917. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Oh, hello. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from New York, but I'm just listening. I'm just feeling the vibes and enjoying the show.
Oh,
thank you.
Awesome. Do you have any question for us?
Not really.
Okay, keep listening.
You,
you betcha. Keep listening. We have another caller, so hold on.
Okay.
Caller from 646. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, Faith in New York.
Faith in New York. So we've got a listener from New York and a talker from New York. Awesome. So what do you think of Donald Trump?
It's complicated, but I think he's going to crash and burn ultimately.
I just had to throw that out there. So,
no,
Faith, how can we best be of service to you?
I'm wondering if there are any messages for me from the angels.
All right, Rebecca, it's all yours, kiddo.
Excuse me, please.
No, not gonna.
Well, the main thing I get is that you're headed in the right direction. Does that make sense to you, Faith?
Yes.
Okay. And what you need is more of a confirmation and a validation than anything. And I think that one word or that one sentence pretty well tells it all. You are headed in the right direction. So just continue on doing what you are doing,
mm-hmm.
and it will take you directly to your accomplishment, okay?
Based on one thing. And that,
okay,
and that one thing, and that one thing is very simple. Don't look to the outer world of confirmation, because internally you know that you're doing the correct thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you looking for confirmation in the outer world is very frustrating to you. The need of approval for you is huge. I don't know if it's need of approval, need of acceptance, or what that is. But that seems to stem from childhood in your younger years. The need of acceptance back then seems to be very huge. And that to you today is also still very huge. Does that make sense?
Yeah. In some areas, I don't feel I get the acceptance. And yet I feel I'm on the right track with some things.
Mm-hmm.
You came from a large family?
No. Adopted only child.
No, you actually came from a larger family
large
than you realize.
Family. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, just, I mean, you don't know if you had 4 siblings, 5 siblings, or whatever. And by the way, don't feel bad about that. mm-hmm. because that was supposed to happen for you. So I hope that you definitely accept the idea that you were raised by the very people that were supposed to raise you.
I'm with you.
And they are your real parents. Maybe not biological, but they did the best thing that they could do for
yeah.
you. And that was to give you everything that you have now. Do you work with people?
Yes.
Okay. What is it you do with people?
Well, I'm in a retail position, and I'm also an actor and voiceover radio.
All right. You keep doing that, and you keep going
mm-hmm.
for that. One of the
mm-hmm.
reasons why you're working in retail is to help you learn to communicate with people on a deeper and more meaningful level. And on all levels, and that's the reason, the biggest reason you are in retail, is to teach you the art of communication, and it's doing you well. So you keep doing what you're doing, and I mean that in all respects, the voiceovers, the acting, all of that, because
mm-hmm.
ultimately, we both know that you are an extrovert. And you have no real hesitancy when it comes to being in front of people. I don't want to use the word show off, but you
like
don't have
ourselves,
any problem.
Stephen.
Yeah. Huh?
Hmm.
What?
Faith, do you have some? You have some.
No, wait a minute, kiddo. Don't go any further. I want to find out what you meant by what you just said.
Oh.
Unlike ourselves. What was that?
Well, because we're very comfortable in the public. We're very
okay.
comfortable with the public, whether we're on the air or in person
okay.
or speaking or doing whatever we're doing. You know, there are people
okay.
who are comfortable doing that, and there are people who are not. And she is like us in the fact that she's very
yes.
comfortable with that.
Gotcha. All right. She's very comfortable with that. You got that?
Yeah.
Did you get all that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So it suits you, is the point.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do in life, please, you continue to pursue this because it is you. It's where you
it's
thrive
passion.
The most.
Mm-hmm.
Does
it
that make sense?
No. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It's where I'm at.
All right.
I have
yeah,
a question. Pardon me?
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Rebecca.
Faith, do you have some depression?
A little bit.
You know what that is, and this is what I have. This ties the two together. Okay. Even though you don't realize it because you were very very young when you were adopted,
mm-hmm.
you have from time to time you get kind of melancholy. It's almost like a separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that. Is where you going out, you feel that need by communicating with others through the air, person to person, that fills you with joy. And so you enjoy that. And I understand the separation anxiety, the melancholy. But know that you are loved, and I think that's the most important thing for you to know that that will help you with that.
Actually, I'm going to say embracing herself completely will enhance your natural creative ability and talent through that embracing of yourself. That seems
that's
to be
been
if
happening.
There's a,
That's been happening lately,
good.
More and more so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Good for you.
But you seem to be hesitant about doing that, like that's arrogant or that's cocky or something. No, it's not.
Mm.
It's the natural state of the human. If you don't embrace yourself, how can anybody else embrace you? They cannot. So
mm-hmm.
this is about you. being the full-tilt lady that you are, and my friend, I have to say to you, you are going in such the correct direction, it's not even funny. And my other suggestion would be is don't ever change it, no matter what.
Thank you. It took me a long time to get on this path and stay there, even though I've known it's been my path since I was 3 years old or earlier.
Right, sure. But it is your road. It is your path, and it's not a thing to be burdened about. My thing to you would be celebrate it. I mean, for heaven's sakes, you have a talent. You have an ability. You have a creative aspect of you which you haven't even really tapped, but you're going to. And this path is taking you right down it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's all where right. The melancholy comes in, the separation anxiety, is because, as you said, you know you have this ability and you suppressed it for all these years. You know, so you separated yourself from it.
Yep.
Okay.
But now you are unifying with it. And you seem to have one other thing that you wish to know and understand. What is that?
Maybe one thing I don't want to talk about, I suppose.
Hey, nobody knows you.
Maybe if you get anything, just when money might get easier or a move might happen, that would put me in a better position, a better location for what I'm doing.
Okay. All right, money. The first thing I'm going to say to you is you don't like money. you want it, but you don't like it. And because you don't like it, it's not that you don't like money, you don't like what it's done to people.
Yeah.
Does that make more sense? Okay.
I get what you're saying, and I agree. It's love hate.
All right. So as long as you are in that funnel, is the way I'm going to say it, as you're going through that funnel, money is going to tend to evade you. But for you, I also get that it's feast or famine, that it's there and you have fun with it, and then the next thing you know is, oh, crap. So learn to be a better manager of it versus just throwing it out there. You get $500 and you go, oh, gosh, I like that purse. I'm going to buy it. No, don't do that. Mm-hmm. You like the purse. It's okay. You know it's there. But if you don't actually have the ability to purchase it in that moment, just simply wait, because you will. Which basically means that you want that instant gratification when it comes to money. Be careful with that. Ultimately, I think you're going to do just fine.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot to go through to get there. Rebecca?
Well, I think that... it's self-gratification. You know, she's rewarding herself with monetary things, physical things, such as a purse. Or, well, I got lobster. I don't know why. But you really like to go out and eat, I think. And that type of thing, it makes you feel good at the time. And then you say, I got to pay the electric bill. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You just need to learn to, you know, number one, pay the bills, and then number two, if you want to go shop or if you want to, you know, go to the dollar places, you know, everything for a dollar. Spend you $20 there, make yourself feel good, and then you have rewarded yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's how you kind of feel.
Yeah.
All right, what you're being taught right now is how to manage money.
Exactly.
That's actually what you're being taught. So just realize you're being taught and know that ultimately you're going to do just fine. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to be hearing your name in just a few short years, and I mean that in all sincerity.
The Marquee Lights.
Without hesitation. Huh?
Wow.
I said the Marquee Lights.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So you are going in the correct direction. And ladies and gentlemen, we have 10 seconds left to this show, so Rebecca, you better throw out a website really quick.
RebeccasPathways.com.
And Stephen@Hairfield.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for your phone calls. We are officially logged off by Blog Talk Radio, and I appreciate you guys being here, and we'll be back next week, same time. And Rebecca and I are going to be doing this once a month, so I hope you guys follow the show and check it out for when we're going to be doing it. So that being
Angel
said, hug. Everybody,
good night.
You betcha. Everybody have a great week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.